Let's get right to the Washington Post reporter who broke the story yesterday that two senior Secret Service agents, one assigned to President Obama's detail, are under investigation for allegedly crashing a government vehicle into a barricade at the White House while drunk. Today, there are a lot of questions, including why is the Secret Service having such a difficult time? Late last year, the agency's former director, Julia Pearson, was pressured to step down after several missteps by the agency, and she'd been brought in to turn around the agency after years of bad behavior. Carol Lenig is the reporter for The Washington Post who broke this story. Carol, this most recent incident you report happened earlier in the month. Who are these agents and what happened?
So, Robin, the two officials involved are both special agents, but also very senior, high-ranking Secret Service officials. One of them is the second in command of President Obama's detail, and the other is a top supervisor in the Secret Service's sort of flagship office, the Washington Field Office, where one of the largest offices in the country. Both of them were returning from a late-night party, a retirement party for a departing Secret Service official in headquarters, and were suspected, again, everything's under investigation at this point, but they were suspected of being intoxicated because of the way they behaved in driving a government car on the White House grounds. They hit a temporary barricade. They pushed some temporary barrels around. They turned on some overhead lights, according, again, to the allegations that have been lodged about this. Secret Service officers, who are a different cadre, but a group of officers in the agency who protect the White House and other installations like the Vice President Cheney's property, Vice President Biden's home in Delaware and also up in the Naval Observatory. These officers suspected the agents were drunk and wanted to stop them, arrest them, test them. They were, again, according to the allegations, they were told by their supervisor to stand down and to let the agents proceed.
Well, the agents, Mark Connelly, the second in command, as you said, on President Obama's detail, George Ogilvie, a senior supervisor in the Washington Field Office, are being investigated. But what are the questions that are being raised? We talked about the recent history. What's the sense of what's wrong with the culture?
So there are two very different views on this incident. One comes from a plethora of former and current agents, rank and file, but also some former very senior leaders that I've interviewed who have just been scratching their heads saying, how can this happen? After the service has been through so much humiliation, doesn't everyone, but particularly high-level officials, senior executive service, which is what the second in command for PPD is, aren't they aware that they're being held to a very high standard and maybe even a higher standard now based on the ouster of the director of the Secret Service last fall and the removal of most of the top leaders of the Secret Service this winter in the wake of a series of humiliating security gaffes and misconduct cases? You may remember when the fence jumper made it over the White House fence and deep inside the White House in mid-September. Those events and the Secret Service's sort of botched handling of releasing information about that, kind of holding back the full truth of how far that fence jumper got into the executive mansion, ultimately led to the departures of most of the people who led the Secret Service at the very top echelons. So people are saying, how can this happen now? Others are fairly resigned. The ones that I've interviewed have said, the service isn't changing. It's a group that believes it's sort of above the law, and a certain set of people have not gotten the memo that there's a new day, a new director in town, because the new director is a longtime 27-year veteran of this agency.
Yeah. Well, members of Congress are speaking out. Is there any sense of what might happen briefly?
Yes. Members of the Oversight Committee, the House Oversight and Government Reform, both the chairman and the ranking member, say they'll be meeting with Director Joe Clancy next week. They want answers about how he's handling this, even though it's under investigation by the Inspector General. They want answers about all of the individuals who may have been complicit in this episode.
And then, of course, there's the entire culture to be looked at. Carol Lenig of The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Of course, Robin.